Now, I'm sure most of you have seen the movie Fargo. You might remember the scene in which the kidnapper is pulled over by a police officer, is asked to show his driver's license, and holds his wallet out with a $50 bill extending at a slight angle out of the wallet. And he says, "I was just thinking that maybe we could take care of it here in Fargo," which everyone, including the audience, interprets as a veiled bribe. And this kind of indirect speech is rampant in language. For example, in polite requests, if someone says, "If you could pass the guacamole, that would be awesome," we know exactly what he means, even though that's a rather bizarre concept being expressed. "Would you like to come up and see my etchings?" I think most people understand the intent behind that. And likewise, if someone says, "Nice story you got there, it would be a real shame if something happened to it," we understand that as a veiled threat rather than as a musing of hypothetical possibilities. So the puzzle is, why are bribes, polite requests, solicitations, and threats so often veiled when no one's fooled? Both parties know exactly what the speaker means, and the speaker knows that the listener knows that the speaker knows that the listener knows, etc., etc. So what's going on? I think the key idea is that language is a way of negotiating relationships. And human relationships fall into a number of types.